The place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position right now where your daughter would have some way lose her life?
I didn't want to believe it. All the times I called, sometimes the phone would ring and ring and ring for days. I didn't want to know that she had successfully committed suicide.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out, and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. Like, they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the lines, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 jam, jam.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, wow.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My son
was just hollering, we're Tori.
Tell Tony, all aboard, it's okay to jump on the love train.
I'm not jumping on the love train.
We might got a couple seats left.
Listen, he ain't going to be it. Jordan Love will not be the starter in 5 years.
Trash. That's a trash.
That's just my
take. See, now you're trying to string it out.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I'll need some apologies from the staff of 101.7.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. I think the line's messing up. Hey, Eddie. Oh, I guess something happened with
Up, boy.
And they have an agenda. And the agenda is a satanic one. I don't know why people don't talk about it. You can't talk.
They just zapped you.
I want to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm.
Now, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna cry.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tori Lowe,
Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. And I'm here for the action.
And I'm but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's Thursday.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land? Truth Nation. Hey, thank you for joining me this May 8th, 2025. We got another powerful show for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Now, we got a lot going on the show today, so I'm going to get straight in. I'm gonna have to dive straight into the show. I want to talk about what took place in Memphis with the three officers that got off with what happened with Tyree Nichols. Now these three black police officers was high-fiving, chucking and jiving and high-fiving when they was found not guilty. Now, when I say we got selective outrage, because since his brothers, you don't see Al Sharpton or all the people in the uprising. If these was three white officers, it'd be an uprising. Everybody be mad. But it was three brothers that was acquitted of all state charges, including second-degree murder, for the fatal beating of Tyree Nichols. Now, we got a video on this where everybody saw it. See, selective outrage, y'all got to understand that these were law enforcement officers that took advantage of being a law enforcement officer, took advantage of the badge, beat Tyree Nichols, beat him to death. From running away from it, that's what they're saying. He ran away from a traffic stop. And some people say, well, he shouldn't have ran away. You have to die every time? This is what they do to black people. Well, he shouldn't have. See, y'all rationalizing it too is you. You rationalizing it, and two is your family member. I always hear people saying stuff, talking out the side of their face until it's them, DJ Brother Z. Now they want Tory Lowe. Tory Lowe, I can't believe this. But, okay, three brothers acquitted for the situation. Where y'all at? Where the press conferences? Black police showing out for the white cop. Ice Cube was trying to tell you. Ice Cube will sworn. It's about the uniform. It's about the uniform. Y'all got selective outrage on this. That's what I see, because I don't see people in the streets with this. The protest, the outrage, selective outrage. And it's going on both sides. Selective outrage is going on both sides. You know, we talked about the father in Ohio. The father in Ohio with his chin held up. Yeah. What's happening then? But when Luigi did it to the healthcare CEO, they was trying to get him a GoFundMe. The healthcare CEO wasn't the one that messed up the paperwork. He was just going to a hotel room and Luigi in the cut. Pop, pop. Got him. He didn't have nothing to do with it. But a lot of y'all felt it. Like, yeah, they shouldn't be doing this. in the healthcare industry. Y'all shouldn't be messing with people's healthcare. So a lot of people made him a hero. But those same people, when you look at Hinton, the Rodney Hinton, the father who lost his son, y'all don't see it. Y'all don't see that way. Y'all have no empathy for the brother. Y'all don't see him as a hero because it's selective outrage. That's what y'all doing. And so people who do selective outrage ain't really going to do nothing in the first place. They not going to show up and do nothing. They resultless. Most people who do selective outrage just got high blood pressure. And that's it. They talking out the side of their face, and then they'll, you know, they selecting what they want to, picking and choosing. I say they picking and losing to me. I'm not for neither one of the situations. I know my stance. I'm not for innocent life being harmed, no matter what it is. I'm not for that. I fight against it every day, but I got to take a step back when I see these three brothers getting off, and then I don't see nobody out in the Memphis streets. I don't see nobody out here talking. It ain't an election year or something. They can't use it for political reasons. Oh, we can't use this. Oh, stay in the house. We can't get people outraged over this. Calm down. Ain't no Sharpton. Ain't nobody coming. Ain't nobody trying to talk about it. And I'll say this. I'm watching. I've been watching this selective outrage for a long time because I've been an advocate on the front lines for a long time. So I see when people pick and choose or what situations they trying to use for their benefit. So that if they can't use it for their benefit, they don't do it. They don't get involved in it because they can't use the energy to steer everybody in the way that they want to steer everybody. Too much chocolate on this one. We can't use it to fearmonger. It ain't nothing we can do with this. We got to wait for the white officers to do it. All we got to do is wait a couple days. Wait a couple days, some white officer going to get out here and do something that we can use that. The fearmonger and do all kinds of stuff. We can't use this one. I understand what I'm saying. That's what I'm seeing. And I'll tell you this. Y'all going to get enough of this selective outrage and letting people steer y'all energy to do something that they want to do and you don't get no benefit from it. See, they can't get the edge on this one. But if it ain't racially charged. And it was a white person in the mix. And they just put him off to the side and let the brothers go first. It was a white officer involved in it. But you didn't see him. They had him in the tuck. They made the brothers the face of this. Because they knew if we make the brothers involved, we put the brothers in front, y'all ain't going to say nothing. They knew this. He got beat pretty bad, too. And it was on video, and it had different angles on it. The trauma of watching these ideas and these officers getting off, that's why people empathizing for the father in the whole Ohio. That's why they showing empathy, at least people from the black community. And when the officers was lined up, he walked past with his chin up. And a lot of people like, hey, we can't do a GoFundMe, but they sharing his canteen. We may not get to his GoFundMe, but we going to throw something in his canteen because he ain't never getting out. He ain't no lawyer in the world going to get him out of going to prison because he hit an innocent life. He took an innocent life. It wasn't nobody related to the situation. Luigi's supposed to be. I wonder if they could get Luigi Mangione out if from what he did with the CEO. If he get out, like if they were find a way, a loophole to get him out, I mean, I'm watching these two situations because these were vigilante acts that cost the innocent life, but one was looked at as a hero and one was looked at as a Negro. Hey, I'm talking to you today. Hope y'all can catch what I'm throwing out there. Hopefully you can, you know, you can get behind the plate and catch what I just tossed out there. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe, bringing you all the action and all the smoke. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
They need me to go, but I don't want to leave. Rest in peace, Lil' Keith. Pigeonhole, I'm a night out, it's a different mode. I'ma have to make a paint of six on a pinky toe. Heard you with a shooting guard, just let it know. I would have you courtside, not the middle row. All good love in a minute though. I can't stress about no, cause I'm a timid soul. Plus I'm cooking up ambition on the kitchen stove. Pot start to bubble, see the suds, that good to go. Damn
suave. 101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. New NPS superintendent shrink central office. Okay. Okay. I'm listening. Pushing 40 staff into the classrooms. About 40 NPS employees will be offered classroom positions, while about 140 can reapply for their jobs, potentially with revised descriptions. Okay. Upgrading. Oh, this see. All right. I might like her. At first I was like, okay, if she come in and she keep the same people in place without shaking things up, she was selected. And it could be still some of that. But how do you know if a person is going to implement their ideas is that they're going to come in and rearrange the staff. They're going to come in and rearrange. They don't want the same people that was causing the problem. They're going to want to gut it out and put their ideas on top of the system. So I see some motion. I don't know what it all is. I don't know what all the motion is about. But I'm seeing that she's in there. And now she's gutting out the current administration, or she's moving things around to update the job descriptions. So I'm not against this. This is what you're supposed to do when you get the head job. You're supposed to bring in your ideas. This is how you know that ain't nothing going to change. Soon as the person come in, they keep the same people who was messing up. Still there. How you gonna do something? That's stupid to think that they gonna make some changes. Well, she came in and now she's aiming to improve and address issues when it comes to teachers providing improving academic outcomes, and particularly in underserved schools, underserved students. Now, I say this is a step in the right direction, because you got to let people know who the boss, or they just going to keep operating. So y'all can reapply, get this new direction, and we offering jobs for y'all to go and do another position. But I'm finna get all this administrative stuff as straight as I possibly can. This is what this looked like to me. But if it ain't, only time will tell. I'm on the outside. I wasn't at the meeting, DJ Brother Z. I wasn't in the discussion. So I can only see when somebody trying to move things around that they're trying to implement their strategy. I'm going to have to learn her name. Casselius. Casselius. I might have to start understanding who she is. I'm going to have to go talk to her. I'm going to have her on the show, DJ Brother Z. It looked like she trying to try to shake things up. Now we got to deal with the school board. The school board, all right. I wish we had that recall on the school board was successful. I wish it was successful. I wish the community had got rid of a lot of those people that the community tried to get rid of from the school board that was sitting there like a bump on the log at the school board, playing games with the parents. You can only do so much. It take everybody to make real change. Like, if everybody do a little, nobody got to do a lot. But you got to have good leadership for everybody to do that little to make improvements for a lot. Okay? The leadership trash, and y'all moving, you can only do what the leadership is dictating. And if they not doing for you and so and you supporting it, then you get what you deserve because you supporting leadership that you can't even give account for. Can't even give the result for. You making excuses. Why they ain't do that? Well, you know, he got a nice suit on. Okay. You can't tell me nothing but you following behind these folks. You can't tell me nothing that they ain't did for you. But you want to take the picture with them. All right. Hey, God bless you. And don't let the devil stress you, okay? But this look like, to me, DJ Brother Z, this is to me, this is something that I can get behind. I don't want to have to down the road come for her job. See, that's usually what happens. It's so bad that I have to come for their job. Hopefully this is a step in the right direction. Do we got any video on this, DJ Brother Z? We got video if you're watching as we broadcast live. Let's listen.
The Milwaukee Public School Superintendent announcing job cuts at the district's central office.
Yeah, Derek Rose is in studio with us tonight with that letter she sent to staff, Derek.
And Blake, that letter from Dr. Brenda Caselius says 181 jobs in the academics office will be cut, but not everyone will be leaving the district. According to the letter, about 40 certified teachers working in the central office will transition to classroom jobs. This, as Dr. Caselius says, the district expects to have about 80 vacant teaching jobs at the start of the next school year. About 140 other central office jobs will be reposted and existing staff will be able to reapply. The superintendent writing in her letter, changes will lead to cost savings that can be used to invest back in our schools, not our central office. She adds this change is rooted in creating new systems and structures to benefit students and schools. These changes as the district deals with several issues, including last year's financial reporting mess and the ongoing lead crisis in their buildings.
All right. Certainly a lot of things.
All right. She came in and saw that it was a mess. She came in and said, okay, let me try to move things around. Okay, I see some motion. I see some shakeup. I see some movement. She moving the staff around. That's the first thing you're going to do. I always tell people, if somebody made you the head coach of the team and it was a bad team and you come in, you're not keeping the same coaches around. That's why they came and got you for the leadership. So you're going to bring in your people or you're going to shift some things around to fit how you want to operate. And that's, I'm seeing it. That's dope. I like it. I don't know how it's going to turn out. But if I was the head coach of a team and I was getting paid to, you know, big bucks, because she getting paid big bucks, I'm going to bring in some people that's going to guarantee what I'm trying to do and not somebody I got to argue with, somebody I got to talk to all the time, somebody that ain't bought into the system. I'm not going to get that type of person. Matter of fact, they were so used to the old ways, I got to get rid of you because you're going to be the one that's going to give me the pushback. All right, look, I ain't never talked. It wasn't a lot of positive stuff coming out of NPS for a while. But this move right here got me interested in what could happen. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we had a pop culture report. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report. Brought to you by Benjamin
is amazing.
And look, we got guests in the studio.
Yes, yes.
Special guests.
Special guests in the building right now, Toyo. Hey. Special guest in the building. I am happy to be joined by Nadia Johnson, the CEO of Milky Way Tech Hub.
Powerful.
Very powerful.
Hey, hey.
And
the legend.
The legendary, the famous astrophysicist. All right. Somebody who honestly, I wouldn't be who I am today without. We have on the lines right now, Truth Nation, as I told y'all, Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson. Dr. Tyson, how are you
doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Feeling good. And I love any guest who works for something called Milky Way.
Okay.
Well, you should get to know Nadia Johnson a lot more, Dr. Tyson. I mean, she, when you talk about being here in Wisconsin, she leads all of tech here.
She's the tech queen.
She's the tech queen. She's a Wisconsin delegate for those types of things. So I had to bring her in here to talk to you.
Yes.
And it's also her birthday, as I say her show.
Happy birthday to
yes.
you.
Yes, what an incredible birthday. Hey. And such an honor to be able to
so
speak
how many
with
times
you.
Around the sun have you been?
I'm telling folks, this is my Jesus year. Do you know what that means? 33.
Yeah. Hey, your Christ year.
It's my Christ year. Okay.
Christ country.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's so crazy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just don't get crucified, okay?
Oh, I'll do my best. I'll do my best.
So that's funny. He tried, you know.
That's so funny. So, Dr. Tyson, tonight you are in
Milwaukee. You call me Neil.
I can call you Neil. All right, cool, Neil. I'm feeling cooler. All right, my blurred excitement just went that much higher. Okay,
let's blur it out. Right
let's here. Blur it out. That's what we're gonna do. So, Neil, you're actually here in Milwaukee tonight at the Riverside Theater. Yep. What brings you here in town?
I was invited. So I'm at my home minding my own business.
Okay.
And I have a speaking manager who dangles options in front of theaters across the country. And I can give any one of a dozen talks, and they're given the list and they pick one. Mm. And so then they invite me, and then I show up and give the talk that they picked. So I see myself as a servant of the public's curiosity in that capacity. And the talk of the dozen that they picked is called, it's an easy one to pick. It's called This Just In, The Latest Discoveries in the Universe.
Ooh.
And of which there are always very many. So I'm looking forward to delivering that tonight. The couple, they're like, 8 seats left or something. No, I don't know.
It's almost sold out.
There's a few seats left if anybody's interested, for sure.
That is very interesting, Neil, because last time I remember when you were here, you were, talking about movies and talking about the sci-fi inside of movies, what's real, what's actually possible. And this time around, it said I saw a video where you were going to be talking about, like you said, this just in, the latest things in the universe, talking about planets, talking about aliens, those types of things. That's what we'll hear tonight.
Well, yeah, because it's been in the news.
Correct.
You know, there have been hearings in Congress about aliens. We'll touch on that a little bit, try to put a reality check on that. There's a possible signs of life on an exoplanet.
Correct.
There's a biosignatures, that's what we call it. If there's life on the surface, which you can't see directly, it's too far away and too dim and too small. But if it changes the gas mixture in the atmosphere, and you can detect that with the James Webb telescope, then it can hint that there could be biological activity happening on the surface. We'll talk about that. There's also been some issues in the early universe with the Big Bang. They call it Hubble tension, it's called in some circles. And some headlines are saying, cosmology will have to rethink it. A lot of that's exaggerated, but I'll put that in context for people to just get a reality check on it all.
Wow.
But you're right. In the previous year, I gave a talk on movies. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just sci-fi movies. There are a lot of movies that have science in them that either is on purpose or by accident. And I like pointing that out, especially if they got it right by accident.
Right, like Interstellar.
Give them a tip of the hat.
Mm-hmm. Now, they're sending a lot of people into the atmosphere lately. Do you believe and what's happening with Jeff Bezos and the women that went up into the stratosphere? What do you have to say about that? A lot of people are questioning that whole experience.
Yeah, so a couple of things. I've been asked, do I want to go into space like all of these other people who are lined up? But I'm an astrophysicist, So if you want to send me into space, I got to have a destination instead of boldly going where hundreds have gone before. Give me, you know, moon, Mars, beyond. So that's what I'm talking. And the Bezos trip, if Earth were the size of a schoolroom globe, you can ask yourself, how high above the globe do they go? They go the thickness of two dimes above the surface of a schoolroom globe.
That's all?
I'm saying that.
That gives us a really good perspective.
Okay. Now, they are above the principal layers of the atmosphere. So they're well above the stratosphere, as you as you might have hinted. So there's no blue sky above them because the blue sky is made by our atmosphere. So they're high enough to see the night sky in broad daylight. That's a fun transition to go as you ascend through the atmosphere. And they spend a few minutes being weightless. So that's worth something. I don't want to take that experience away from people. But as an astrophysicist, if you're going to ask me if I want to go into space, you got to send me farther away than two dimes. Now, the women on that voyage took a lot of the people cached on that.
Right. Correct.
And I responded on social media and I said, look, just look, take this in context. When aviation was birthed, the first people to fly in airplanes were rich people and famous people because they're the only ones who could afford it. And that brought media attention and investors and all that combination, those combinations of forces birthed the modern aviation industry. So you should expect that the first people on board these trips are famous or wealthy or both.
Influence.
And so I don't have any problems with it at all. And I'm friends with Gail. And I met Katy Perry. She was on my podcast a few years ago. And so in my tweet, I invited them. I welcomed them back to Earth, Gail, Katy, and the rest of the crew.
Very cool.
And these ladies, they were saying, you know, they're astronauts now. And there were some folks that were saying, no, you're not an astronaut. But you believe they're astronauts, right?
Well, it's a matter of definition.
It is.
So they came up with a definition some years ago before all of this happened, okay? And the definition was ascend above what's called the Karman line. Mm-hmm. There's Herman, I think his first name is Herman Karman. He was a Hungarian-American physicist who calculated that there would be an elevation above Earth where the atmosphere is so thin that would give hardly any air resistance if you moved through that level. And that came to be known as the Karman line. And people said, well, astronauts go above the Karman line. So anyone who does that is an astronaut. Mm-hmm. What we count as our first astronaut, Alan Shepard, Alan Shepard, not John Glenn, Alan Shepard is considered America's first astronaut. He did not go into orbit. Of course, he didn't go to the moon. He went above the Karman line and fell back to Earth, just as everybody does today.
So then,
the difference is, we are so good at it, you don't need to go through all the training of the right stuff and survive in the desert and go in a centrifuge. You don't need any of that, because that's not going to happen to you on this trip.
Well, Neil, let me ask you this then, because there have been different advertisements out here talking about basically a year from now, NASA and other people out there, organizations, are looking to invent a space hotel, a hotel up in space. Mm-hmm. Those people going to space to get into that hotel, they would technically be astronauts then, right? And is that even a real thing that's about to happen?
Well, definitely, if you go into orbit, there's no question we're going to call you an astronaut. Mm-hmm. The fact that so many people are now taking tourist loops, you know, the whole trip lasts, I forget, 15, 20 minutes, not even. So
it's like 11 minutes.
The definition was set up long ago, and you want to move the goalposts, you know? I'm not necessarily a fan of that. The rules were set, and Bezos, Branson, not so much anymore, but even SpaceX will put you into orbit, all right? But you know how high orbit is? It's 1 centimeter above Earth's surface, okay? That's where the space station is.
Right.
So I'm an astrophysicist. I think about the whole universe. Send me somewhere, then we're talking. Oh, by the way, you want to put a hotel there? Okay. It'd be weightless. You know, it might be weightless, unless you're going to put the hotel on the moon. All right. And if you're going to put it on the moon, you still have, you have weight. And so that's a little better. Right. But then there's this old stale dad joke where if there's like hotels, if you have hotels and restaurants in the hotels, it would have a very interesting menu for the moon, but it would have no atmosphere.
Is the moon not made of cheese? That's what I was taught.
you know what, Truth Nation, right now we're talking to Neil deGrasse Tyson, the famous American astrophysicist. You know what, Neil, I wanted to ask you this question, because me and Nadia, we were actually talking before we got on air, and I remember as a kid, Neil, we were taught that Pluto was the ninth planet. Somewhere along the timeline, all right, got down to eight. And then about 2 months ago, I see that they said they found another planet here in the Milky Way galaxy. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, I want to ask you, Neil, what defines a planet as a planet? Like, because now Pluto is just considered a moon of Neptune.
Sorry. So first, get over it. Okay.
Aw, come on. Come on. We love Pluto.
You know, it's like... So let me start with that.
Uh-huh.
Just get over it, all right? So second, the definition of a planet was it's got to be large enough to be spherical, which Pluto is, by the way. If you're small, then the structures of the rocks that comprise you are more have a bigger impact on your shape than gravity does. Mm. That's why small objects in the universe look like Idaho potatoes or craggy rocks.
Right.
Okay, so but Pluto is round. However, it is amid countless thousands of other objects, many of whom are approximately its size, in a belt of objects that we now call the Kuiper Belt that surround the sun. So Pluto was the first of the Kuiper Belt objects, and we didn't know there was a Kuiper Belt surrounding it, surrounding the sun that included it. Once we started making these discoveries in the early 90s, then we say, oh, Pluto, look, we, you know, deal with it, Pluto. And by the way, Earth's moon has 5 times the mass of Pluto. Every Pluto lover I know did not know that. Okay. So they were withholding information from them to not give them the truth. And what's the name of your show? The Truth? There it is.
Mm-hmm.
So meanwhile, we are discovering planets orbiting outside of the solar system.
Well, Neil,
and that number. Yeah, the number's going up. It's rising through 6,000 right now. So we're cranking them out.
Neil, let me ask you this question. Because, you know, as we were talking about belts and things of that nature, there is something called the Van Allen belt. All right. And with the Van Allen belt, some people would say because we have a Van Allen belt around the Earth, or some people would call it the firmament, we can't even leave Earth. Mm. Like, is there any truth to that, Neil?
No. Did you get that on the internet?
He's been going TikTok. Down the rabbit hole again.
He's been going down the rabbit hole.
You know, we're talking about the firmament and all
this our rabbit hole. Ben is our rabbit
watch
hole person.
YouTube rabbit hole, dude. take a reality check. So there is a Van Allen belt.
Okay.
And it traps high energy particles. It relates to Earth's magnetic field.
Right.
And it's a zone that belts around the Earth. And if you move through it quickly, it's not a problem. Or if you exit Earth in a direction where it isn't, it's not a problem. We've been to the moon and back 9 times.
Mm-hmm.
And
you believe
some of those
that?
Astronauts are outliving the rest of us.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, I said, you really believe that we've been to the moon that many times, 9 times? Or is this...
Well, so watch. So if you think we haven't been to the moon, then you have to realize that we haven't been to the moon 9 times, okay? Because the Apollo rocket launched 9 times, okay?
Okay.
So to the moon. So you'd have to say that we faked the moon landing nine times.
Yeah.
That's how many times we didn't go to the moon. But here's might be a better thing to convince you, okay? If you one day learned that NASA, we were behind the Russians, you know, and we had to catch up and we didn't know what to do. So we went to Hollywood, knocked on their door.
Right.
So can you help us? We need to fake the moon landing so we can keep our integrity in this world. And Hollywood, they studied, the special effects people studied the problem carefully. And they said, we could do it, but the best results would be if we filmed it on location.
Interesting.
So, okay. So then we made it to the moon. So I wanted to quick show you. I don't know if he can see me. Can you see me, guys? I'm holding up your book. I've been such a big fan
I recognize that book.
For so long. Neil deGrasse Tyson, astrophysicist physics for people in a hurry. I've been a fan for a very long time. And as you heard, I even named my company Milky Way Tech Hub because, you know, I love all things space-time. And so I would love to hear from you, someone who's so knowledgeable about this topic. What is the most astonishing fact about the universe in your personal opinion? What has blown your mind?
Yeah, yeah. Well, first, we also have our minds blown once a week, okay? There's plenty out there to accomplish that. So for me, the most astonishing fact, I was once asked that by Newsweek magazine in my office, and I answered it, and it's one of my most highly viewed videos. And it's been reposted. It's been videographers have put beautiful imagery behind it. And I'll give you a short version of it, but I invite people to find it on YouTube. The most astonishing fact. It's very simple. It's the realization by the efforts of 20th century astrophysicists, one generation before me, who, on studying stars and what's happening in their core, realizing that stars are fusing light elements into heavy elements, fusing hydrogen into helium, helium into carbon, nitrogen, oxygen. And these other elements, which the star was not born with, are the elements, the fundamental ingredients of life, life as we know it. Those stars also happen to explode in death, scattering that enrichment across the galaxy, all galaxies, and yes, the Milky Way galaxy. So subsequent generations of stars are born with the ingredients that can make planets, on which are the ingredients that can make life. So it's not simply that we are alive in this universe looking up to it. The universe, by virtue of these ingredients, is alive within us. Mm-hmm. It's not just figuratively true. It is literally true that we are stardust. Mm-hmm. And for me, that scientific discovery borders on the spiritual. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the greatest gift of modern astrophysics to civilization, giving us a sense of meaning and belonging to what might otherwise come across as a cold and indifferent universe.
Now, I want to ask this question. Is melanin connected to everything in the universe? They say melanin is something that is in almost everything.
Did you get that on the internet?
That's what, hey, I'm talking about when I see
it's
something.
It's the internet generation, Neil.
I'm just asking.
Okay, so. No, it's a perfectly sensible question.
Because you said stardust and they triggered that.
Yeah, there's a community of people who one might call Afrocentrists.
Okay.
Their goals were noble. It was to sort of correct the history books written by white Europeans about all that mattered in the history of civilization. And in the European writings, you would never know, for example, because they don't speak of it that way, that Egypt, one of the greatest civilizations, ancient Egypt, that the world has ever seen, with a pyramid that we didn't build anything taller than the pyramid that was stable until the Eiffel Tower in the 1800s, okay? If you read, you would never even know that Egypt was in Africa, okay? So Afrocentrists are trying to put Africa back on the map. Mm. In so doing, some of them have overstepped, and they're not bringing the proper biochemistry, physics. And so some have claimed that the melanin in the skin of people with dark skin, as you may already know, it absorbs sunlight, preventing ultraviolet, preventing that ultraviolet from rendering carcinogenic cells in your epidermis. Okay. So the incidence of skin cancer from sunlight are 25 times higher among white people than among black people.
Damn.
And it's a curious fact because I've been around many white people where they're passing around the suntan lotion and I just reject it. They say, oh, you're just as susceptible as we are. No, we're not. That's not how that works.
Sorry.
Okay? Now, don't
put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Don't be so complacent that you might miss, you know, something weird on your skin. Yes, get it checked out. Mm. All I'm saying is that melanin is the protective force in that.
Gotcha.
And the people with no melanin, like people with red hair, blue eyes, and freckles, you know, they can't spend minutes in the sun without their skin feeling the effects. So the fact that it absorbs sunlight is not one and the same as somehow being connected with the rest of the universe.
Okay.
So that's all. The white people, they absorb sunlight too. The difference is it gives them cancer.
Right. So when we even talking about, you know, the universe, Neil, again, like you guys said before, and one of the things you're going to touch on tonight when you do hit the Riverside Theater, make sure that you guys do go to the Riverside Theater.
You're
going to see Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson. Nadia Johnson will be in the building with you, Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson. But I want to ask you, when it comes down to all these different sightings we've been seeing when we talk about the UFOs and the UAPs, like... are these aliens real, bro? Are the aliens real? They seem to be coming in and out the Atlantic Ocean whenever they feel like.
Okay, I mean, they might be real, but as a scientist, we demand a higher level of evidence than fuzzy photos or people testifying in front of Congress after they've pinky sweared that they're telling the truth. That eyewitness testimony does not, however it is viewed in the court of law, in the court of science, it is the lowest form of evidence you can bring. It is so low. If that's all you have entering a conference session, we leave you at the door. You're not even invited in. Mm. Show me better data than that. Mm. That's my first point. Second, the UAP, which stands for Unidentified Anomalous Phenomenon, was a rebranding of UFOs by the federal government. I think they tried to reduce the giggle factor there. Fine. They talk about exactly the same thing, except the anomalous phenomenon, according to military definition, includes anything that could be happening in the oceans as well, whereas UFO, F means flying. But still, they're talking about something you see and you don't know what it is. Well, fine. I don't have a problem with that. Keep checking it. Keep looking. And remember that video that the Navy pilots... there's a little thing moving and in the screen. It looked like a little tic-tac.
Yeah.
That was the tic-tac alien. Okay. Consider, you have seen, we only just met, but I know you have seen images from the James Webb Space Telescope.
JWT.
Of gorgeous gas clouds across the galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of light years away in exquisite detail. How is it that we, the astrophysics community, we look up all the time and we produce these brilliantly high quality, high resolution images, but the best pictures you're giving me of an alien is a monochromatic, fuzzy tic-tac in restricted naval airspace in our own atmosphere? If that's the best picture you can take,
okay.
I can't, I'm sorry.
You're making
points.
Go out
and come back with something better.
You're making points.
And there's at any moment, there's a million people airborne with a window sitting right next to them, and everybody's got a smartphone. And so if we were being invaded, that fact would be crowdsourced by those million people who are looking out their window of their airplane.
You know what, Neil?
Maybe all these sightings are aliens.
You know what,
Neil? I'm just surprised nobody has a high-resolution picture of an alien sort of walking towards you.
Right.
That would go viral immediately.
That's all I'm saying. You just hit the nail right on the head.
Yeah, you hit the nail right on the head, Neil, because like you said, I mean, when it comes down to these UAPs, somebody...
You're saying I nailed it?
He nailed it. Yeah, for sure. But you know what, Neil? If you wouldn't mind, hold on for a brief moment, because we have to take an intermission. We have to take a break. Got to get these bills paid for a moment. So if you wouldn't mind just holding on with us for a moment.
We'll chill. Don't worry about it.
Thank you so much.
Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation
with Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Woo! Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.